Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Tony's down at Petco Park. He and Jesse will have the call tonight. Padres go for their 12th in a row at home. They go for their 5th in a row overall. They try to increase the Major League's best record of 14-3, but they are going to have their work cut out for them this evening as they take on a really good lefty, one of the best in the game, I think, and that's Shota Imanaga, who beat them earlier this year 3-1 at Wrigley Field. The only run the Padres got that day was a home run by Martin Maldonado. So we'll see what the Padres come up with tonight. Randy Vasquez will try to keep it going for the Friars, who have an incredible, not just 11-0 record at home, but a 1.27 team ERA at home. They're giving up absolutely nothing. In fact, four runs last night was off the charts for a Padre opponent this year at Petco.
And they kind of almost didn't even really have four runs.
Well,
the end of the game.
One of them was certainly unearned. Manny kicked the ball ahead of the home run by Bush.
And yeah, then, definitely those two.
Right. They got the late run against Jason Adam. I don't know what Jason Adam's doing. I mean, giving up a run. What's the matter with this guy?
You know,
can we trade him in for another eighth inning?
I'm fine with him giving up runs
guy?
Like he did.
Right. You can give up a run. Look, you can give up a run when you're up by six runs. That's fine. But
trying to look and see how many errors Manny has on the season.
I think he has three, at least three that I can recall. But say what you will, he's got at least 10 plays that have saved hits and saved runs.
Baseball Reference only says two.
Okay. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe they changed one earlier.
Yeah.
Happy Hour is brought to you guys all by GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts. They're trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball's back, and so is swim season. Call now, GL Pools. Mention the word radio. You'll get a free month of pool service. Thanks to all you folks at GL Pools for being part of the happy hour. Here's an interesting statistic, Scrabe, that I just looked up. Padres have hit 18 home runs this year, coming into the ball game tonight. Now, you would think that a team that has the best record in the league at 14-3 is 11-0 at home, is dominated, whatever they, you know, everything, all the superlatives you can say. You would think a team with 18 home runs would have more than just three of those home runs with a man on base.
Wouldn't you say?
Do you know that? Just let me finish it. Okay. 15 of the 18 home runs the Padres have hit this year have been solo. 15 of the 18. And the other three had just one man on.
They haven't hit a three-run home run.
No.
Right?
Okay. They haven't hit a three-run homer, certainly not a grand slam.
Would you say that's just baseball being baseball?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, but that I think it's part of what also underscores, in my mind anyway, how impressive the Padres' record is. Usually when you go 14-3, everybody's healthy. Everybody's on the top cylinder. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything's working. You're hitting three-run homers. You know, you got your ace five starting pitchers all healthy. The mm-hmm. middle of the lineup is together. Look, the Padres have Jackson Merrill out. They have Jay Cronenworth out. They've missed Fernando for a game. They're still trying to figure out center field now that their backup center fielder is hurt. Yu Darvish is one of their better starting pitchers normally. He hasn't been there all year. And they've only hit three home runs all season with a man on base. Yet, win-win-win.
So
win-win-win.
Evening out, it's going to be good for the Padres.
Well, what I'm trying to...
You can only go up.
What I'm trying to say is, yes, eventually they're going to hit some three-run homers. They're going to hit some more home runs with guys on base. Again, eventually Jackson and Merrill is going to be back, hopefully this weekend, but they're going to get healthier.
Water finds its level, Chris.
All right, I'm never going there again. I mean, the 2023 season ruined that for me.
The 2023 season broke physics.
It did broke physics. speaking of Jackson Merrill, Mike Shildt chatting tonight before the ball game down in the Padre clubhouse or dugout.
Dugout, yes.
Yeah, normally holds court there in the dugout.
He has a host of things to say.
He does. One of them has to do with Jackson Merrill. Let's find out what he said about Merrill's progress and hopeful availability once the stint on the IL is over.
That's going to come at the end.
Okay.
And Saturday night, like how valuable is it to have a guy like him who can play pretty much anywhere in the outfield and has done it as much as he has?
Yeah, very valuable. You know, it's not that Wade wouldn't challenge a lot, but, you know, we trust him out there and we'll trust him some more. But, you know, we look up and, of course, they got a lefty today on the mound and Gonzalez was swinging the bat well and want to create an opportunity for him. And, you look up and you go, guys, there's Jason Hayward sitting there who does have multiple gold gloves and has played a lot of center field. So last night after the game when I told him, I said, you know, I've seen it a lot of years on the other side. I'm ready to see it on this side. And a big smile to his face. So, you know, a veteran guy that knows how to play the position for sure.
What's the latest on Merrill and what he's doing and progressing toward?
You know, he's getting to a point now where he can do some dribbling, which is not with the basketball, which is from where I'm come from in North Carolina, what that would mean. Outside, he's doing some things that allows him to move around a little bit more. You know, he's doing some stuff in the pool, a lot of good recovery, you know, techniques that he's, as we would expect, doing very well and intently. And he's starting to do like a little bunting, doing some baseball activity in that regard to keep his you know, timing down with his eyes and work on some of his craft. And he's been able to progress to a little bit more strengthening.
Are you close to jogging or is that still?
I think he's getting closer. I want to put a time frame on it, but he's getting closer.
What is the latest on Darvish?
Darvish played catch off the mound yesterday. So he's getting to a point where he's going to throw some bullpens. Not quite there yet, but he's having more of aggressive catch. Catch play, and then he's getting on the mound and having some catch off the mound. So those are all trending in good spots. He's recovering well, so encouraging.
All right, there's Mike Schilt with your daily update. He feels like you were down in the locker room with all the reporters there. You get all the information you need on your way to the ball game. First, Jason Hayward is in center field tonight, lefty against lefty, but he's played there. He's won gold gloves in his career. Makes more sense than putting Connor Joe in center field for like the third time in his life. So that's what they went with tonight. Hayward will be in. Secondly, Merrill.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing some dribbling, which I don't really understand what that is.
Me neither.
He said it wasn't basketball, so I'm not sure exactly. Somebody help us.
Let me see. I'm going to type in dribbling and hamstring.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant, but I don't know about you, Scrape. He's due to come back and play Friday night in Houston. That's when his stint on the IL would be over. Did it sound to you like he'll play Friday night in Houston based on what Mike Schilt said there?
My inner cynic says no.
Yeah, I say the same. But I don't know what's going to happen. I just say it's based on what he said. He didn't make it sound like he's really progressed very far.
I think it's gamesmanship.
Could be.
Because Houston has the game plan for him either way.
Could be, but he didn't seem to indicate that Jackson Merrill has progressed a whole lot. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. Yu Darvish getting better. It's going to be a little while. No hurry at the moment for Darvish. I mean, they're doing fine, better than fine, without him. All right. Got anything more?
No.
I got a quick scoreboard update. NBA play-in game is underway. Orlando, early second, leads Atlanta 38-25. Later, Warriors, Grizzlies. Next, after traffic, the Scraby segment. And if he'll allow me.
No.
You don't have to. It's your segment. But if he'll allow me, I have an unbelievable story that I need to share with everybody.
We'll be the judge of that.
All right. We'll find out next.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Padre baseball, Sam Levitt, pregame show shortly. Padres Cubs tonight. Can the Padres make it 15-3? Can they make it 12-0 at home? Find out a little bit later. But before we get to all of that, easily the highlight of my day, especially on a day when I started off with a visit to the dentist. So things have only gone, you know, uphill since then.
Good news?
Ah, it's always good news. For some reason, I'm a lucky dentist guy.
Me too.
Nothing's ever really wrong with my teeth.
Me too.
Yeah, everything else is wrong, but my teeth seem to come out all right. So dentist, and now something a little less painful, the Scraby segment.
Yeah, wait. Sorry, I got distracted for a second.
What? I'm giving you the floor.
Oh, but you said you wanted to do something first.
Well, it's your segment. You decide how things go.
You go first.
All right. I heard the story from my wife yesterday, and I couldn't believe that this actually existed out there and happened. A friend of hers in Denver, long divorced, grown up, has kids.
Okay.
But was dating a guy.
Okay.
Apparently, the guy was like a millionaire type of guy.
Okay.
And was nice enough to take her places and stay only at 5-star hotels and all of this great stuff.
Okay.
However, when the couple flew to their desired destinations of travel and whatever, he flew first class but bought her regular class.
That is crazy.
Crazy, right? That can't be. They both walked on the plane and he turned left and she had to turn right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Really?
If you're going to bring someone with you and you're going to pay for everything, you pay for their first class ticket.
I couldn't believe it. I asked her three times. Oh, this isn't really. No way.
Oh,
this couldn't
man.
Be. And then, you know, my next thing was, you know, I'm going to have to talk to this friend of Lori's next time I see her, but I would have had to dump this guy immediately. Now, she has since dumped him for things like this. But some of you rich people, I'm not trying to put a blanket, but rich people can be crazy with their money. Like, you have more money than you'll ever need, yet you're penny pinching, which in this case is a penny pinch for a multimillionaire. Right?
Yeah. I'm pretty shocked by this.
Are you?
Yeah, I can't
believe you would be.
I can't see myself ever being like, hey, I'm going to take you on vacation and you're going to sit coach.
If I can't afford 2 first class tickets, then we're both going coach.
What's next? Are you going to check me into my own hotel as I go to the Ritz?
I was surprised that she was allowed to stay in the same hotel.
Do they allow people like her in the hotel?
I'm pretty sure he dropped her off at Applebee's. Then he went to the 5-star restaurant.
I don't know. He did. Anyway. I'm sure he did.
Sorry, I don't mean to demean Applebee's. I kind of like Applebee's.
No, I love
actually.
Applebee's. I love Applebee's.
But, you know,
that's where normal people go.
I had to bring this up because I thought you'd be like,
No
way.
That's pretty bad,
just like
I have
me.
To say. That is pretty bad because you're just telling that person that you don't really care about them.
I don't know. I'm imagining there's some people out there that are in relationships that are hearing that story and going, well, gee, I thought my relationship was kind of rocky, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I'm not being shipped to coach.
I'm not being shipped to coach class while my significant other enjoys first class. That's...
Hey, I actually got you a seat. It's in the dog area.
Like, Larry David wouldn't even come up with that on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I got to say, that is an interesting situation. So she broke up with him, though.
She did.
All right.
And it was stuff related to that, you know, finally.
You need to get more dirt.
I'll get a little bit more, but I mean, it's not going to get crazier than that.
Well, maybe not.
Who does this? Who does this?
I don't know. Maybe, you know who does that? Backward Parker people. They do that.
Yeah?
Because
they don't care about other people. That's our take on Backward Parker people.
Yes, because you sent me something the other day on Twitter.
I did.
And it was a sign that you found outside of Snapdragon Stadium, right?
Not the stadium, but there's a park behind Snapdragon
Stadium. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you sent the sign and it said backwards parking only.
They only allow you to back in. I'm getting worried, Scraby, that they're taking over.
Okay. in that instance, when everybody is backing in, I think that's better. But when we're all willy-nilly backing in, I don't really want to go down the backing in road again, because then I get a bunch of messages about how it's safer.
We get
to back
a lot
in.
Of hate mail. We do.
It's not... It's okay, not, no, wait, I can't say it's not safer, because I'm going to get a, I'm gonna get an email with an article to some insurance website that said it's safer. I've had these links sent
really?
To me before.
I
it's
don't,
like it's like a car insurance website.
Well, let me just say, without, I think backing in is way less safe. First, it's difficult to back in. You're probably way more likely to hit something on your way in. Secondly, when you pull out forward, you can't see any oncoming traffic until you're way out there.
Yeah.
And I understand when you back out, it's similar, but I think people are more on the lookout for a car backing out.
Less
likely to hit you.
And by the way, either way, like the whole thing where, well, it's safer because you don't hit someone when you back out. Either way, you have to look. Like, you're not just backing out of a spot without looking, and you're not just going through a spot without looking.
Don't think it can be possible. It's got to be more dangerous, because you're way more likely to hit something on the way into the spot if you back in. It's not even, can't be close.
I can't do it anymore, because I'm already feeling the messages coming my way. This is one of the topics that actually makes people angry for some reason. Then I get angry.
Why don't you get angry about the idiot who put his girlfriend in coach class? I think that's something to get angry about.
Yeah, let's do that.
Stop getting mad at you and I. Start getting mad at the people you deserve to get mad at.
I have great transitions today. You know who's angry? Possibly angry?
Nope.
Juan Soto.
Oh, what is that? Wonderful homered last night, though.
Wonderful.
The second of the year.
This is what the New York Post said. With 10% of the season complete, he has a .409 base on base percentage, which is in normal range, but he only has one homer and four RBIs.
Yeah. Had his second one last night.
All right.
But it's not been a good start for Juan Soto, and I imagine the New York media will close in quickly.
Well, they've already asked him about it, and he said, quote, "It's definitely different playing for the Mets without Judge in the lineup.
Okay.
I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me. I was getting more attacked and more pitches in the strike zone, less intentional walks and things like that. I was pitched differently last year." Now, he didn't say anything like, "I can't do it," or I'm not going to play as well. But that's part of leaving the Yankees.
Did he also maybe mention in defense of his teammate, who probably now hates him more?
No.
That he does hit ahead of Pete Alonso right now, who's not exactly chopped liver?
No, Pete Alonso's hitting really well right now.
That's what I mean.
He's like career numbers.
If you're Juan Soto, what he basically just said is, well, I don't have Aaron Judge to protect me anymore, so it's harder.
Well, yeah, what is he talking about?
Yes, how about adding the fact that you do have Pete Alonso, who's having a really good start to the season?
He's hitting .345. Pete Alonso's hitting .345 with four home runs, 19 RBIs, and he has an OPS of 1.136. Yeah. Those are Aaron Judge numbers.
I'm just saying, this is what Juan Soto doesn't get. That by saying something to try to defend himself, he could have taken a shot at his own teammate indirectly there I got Pete Alonso hitting behind me now.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's kind of a problem.
I think it's
kind of a problem.
And believe me, somebody in New York, if I thought of it, somebody in New York will think of it.
Hey, guess what? I'm sorry, Juan, but when you sign the biggest contract in the history of sports, you kind of have to figure it out, dude. No one's going to care whether or not you got Aaron Judge in your lineup. But you made a great point, Chris. Pete Alonso's hitting better than Aaron Judge right now.
Well, Pete Alonso has a right to be upset that he wasn't mentioned in this.
Yeah, you know what he could have done, Juan Soto? He could have been like, I have a great teammate around me now, but they are pitching me different.
That's all he had to say.
Yeah. And he probably didn't even mean to take a shot at Pete Alonso.
Just like he doesn't mean to anger anybody by being 15 minutes late for the bus all the time.
Okay.
But guess what? He did anger people by doing that.
Clayton Kershaw is set for a rehab start at AAA Oklahoma City. He's 37, Chris. He's presently on the 60-day injured list, but here's my question. Is he only doing this to get to the strikeout number that he wants to get to?
He's
almost at 3,000 strikeouts.
No. I think Clayton Kershaw loves to compete. He's one of the great competitors is what Kershaw is, along with great talent. Don't forget what he's accomplished. MVP, mm-hmm. Cy Youngs, Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. This guy has been at the tip top of the game. for his entire, much of his career. And they're competitive. They think they're going to compete forever. Maddux hung on forever and ever, right? Even after he left the Padres, he went to a couple more places.
He needs right? 32 strikeouts to get
to
3,000.
I think that's something for the media to look at. I think Kershaw just feels like he can compete, and he's going to never stop until they drag him out of there. And that's okay with me, as long as the Dodgers are willing to keep giving him, you know, the opportunities.
Yeah, he... I mean, he's been pitching since 2008. I can only remember Clayton Kershaw just...
How old did you say he is? 30?
He's 37, I believe.
I mean, there's been a lot of 40-year-old pitchers that have won a lot of games. I mean, yeah. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, and it's late in the show, so I don't feel like looking
it up. But isn't that like a Jamie Moyer type where you're kind of throwing soft stuff and you're trying to get guys out in different ways?
No.
Like, Clayton Kershaw's still more of a curveball guy, right?
No. I don't know. I just want to say that Nolan Ryan pitched well into his 40s, and he wasn't throwing soft.
Yeah, but I think he's a...
He's a rare breed.
He's a rare breed,
yeah,
for
Ryan,
sure.
Ryan pitched until he was 46.
That's crazy.
And was still throwing some heat.
And his arm is still attached to his body, huh?
Nolan Ryan, he's a freak marvel of nature, is really what he was.
All right, here's another story. Team USA has a new manager for the World Baseball Classic. They also have a new... captain.
They have the same manager, just new old
Oh,
manager.
Yeah, I guess you're right. New old manager. Team USA manager Mark DeRosa is back, which we loved Mark DeRosa as the manager of Team USA.
He won last year. So
no, he didn't.
Oh, that's right. They lost
to Japan.
Japan.
Ohtani struck out Mike Trout.
Can't believe they're bringing DeRosa back. This is a very questionable decision.
Aaron Judge is the new captain for the Team USA
Who was
baseball
before?
Team. Mike Trout was, I believe, the last time. And
Trout is tied with Judge right now for the AL home run lead.
You know, I talked a little bit of trash about Mike Trout. He's on my fantasy team, and ever since I talked trash, he's been all about it.
I'm so glad you mentioned your fantasy team, because I haven't heard from them in a...
Well, they haven't been very good this year so far. I got a lot of guys on the IL. All right, last one. Fernando Tatis Jr., speaking of the World Baseball Classic, he anticipates making his World Baseball Classic debut for the Dominican Republic next year. They said that they haven't made it official, but there's really good talks out there. It's a matter of me staying healthy the rest of the season, putting everything that's more important in front, and then we'll see how that goes. That tells me that Fernando has matured. When he says it's a matter of me staying healthy the rest of the season, putting everything that's more important in front, and then we'll see how it goes. That's a good sign for me.
I have a question about that.
What?
And maybe you know or don't know.
Probably don't.
Does Fernando get paid to play in that tournament?
I don't think
so. Does anybody get paid?
I don't know.
Do they all do it out of the goodness of their heart? I mean, they certainly can afford to, but kind of surprises me in a lot of ways that, you know, somebody like Manny Machado, Fernando, Juan Soto doesn't want a, you know, couple of bucks for showing up. I don't know how that
works. Do Team USA basketball players get paid? I don't know that you get paid for being a member of a Team USA.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan, Magic, well, they couldn't get paid to play in the Olympics because when they played, it was still amateur. But now the Olympics has totally changed, so they could pay those guys. I don't know what they do. That's a good question that somebody out there can answer. Maybe you know. I don't know it. I'm assuming they don't get paid because we never hear them talking contract. You know what I mean? You never hear them saying, well, Ohtani didn't want to play for Team Japan because he's holding out for more money.
Here's a quick search from CBS Sports that players are paid. Each participating team in the 2023 tournament received a $300,000 payment just for participating. The championship team earning a potential $1 million.
What, do they split that up among
the
players?
Yeah, it's not much, but I guess they do get some.
They get a little something.
Yeah.
Something. You know, I'm in the minority here. I've never been a big fan of the World Baseball Classic. It's never drawn me in.
It just is in the wrong time of year, but you can't do it anywhere else in the year.
It's never drawn me in. I won't say I've never watched it. I have. But it's not a big thing to me. Players love it, and it's a big deal to them. So for that, I'm happy.
For that, I am happy.
All right, tonight we have a ball game. Tomorrow afternoon we have a ball game. And then Scraby and I are back after the Cub-Padre game tomorrow. Post game, as it were. Probably around 4 o'clock, something like that tomorrow. Maybe a little 4:30.
Yep.
We'll see you then. Hopefully the Padres have two more wins chalked up.
I think they will.
It won't be easy. Starting tonight with Imanaga and Vasquez. Sammy Levitt gets you ready. Pre-game show next for Scraby, Tony, Chris. Adios.
Bye.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.